What's going on, Hornets? Welcome back to the Buzz Podcast. It's Heaven. This is our third podcast of the year. Last podcast, we interviewed Mr. Cobb and Mr. Lucas about LGP. On today's podcast, I will be interviewing Ms. Locke Jones, our 7th grade English teacher. Ms. Locke made it to top 3 for Baltimore City Teacher of the Year Award. Ms. Lojo, I have a few questions for you. And starting off, how long have you been teaching?
Well, I have been in the classroom for 10 years, wrapping up my 10th year, a decade of teaching.
Great. How did you know you wanted to teach?
I knew that I wanted to be a teacher because I'm the oldest of 7 kids, and I wasn't very good at cooking, so my parents had me on homework help, and I realized that I wanted to be a teacher because I loved spending time with my siblings and helping them understand hard topics.
I know you are a great teacher because you were nominated for this award, but why do you think you got chosen?
That's a great question. I think I got chosen because I have really strong relationships with students, and I try and create a place where their voices can be heard and that they feel valued and loved.
That's really great. What was your most challenging situation, and how did you overcome it?
That's a tough question. I think one of the most challenging things that any teacher faces is how to manage your time as a teacher and to model how to take care of yourself as well as taking care of your students.
We know you advocate and do a lot of hard work for SL24. Could you explain that to us?
Yeah, so SL24 is a mental health foundation that was created in memory of my brother Sean. Sean was a Division I basketball player. He was homecoming king. He was voted best all around, and he had all these amazing things. But Sean also really struggled with the darkness of depression. And in July of 2018, Sean took his own life and lost that battle with depression. So as my parents and my family and my siblings and I started to grieve, we started to think, like, how many other Seans there are who might not feel comfortable telling their story or feel like mental health and talking about mental health is like a level of weakness, especially for athletes who are told to persevere. So we created the SL24 Unlock the Light Foundation. And the foundation has 3 goals, which is educate, assist, and support students. In 2020, we created Sean's House, which is a 365, 24/7 free, completely free mental health safe haven for students between the ages of 14 through 24, where they can come, they can grab a cup of coffee, cookie, or they can meet with one of our peer specialists or get resources. Honestly, Sean's House is just like a 309, just in a larger scale. So we have people like Mr. Plunk and Ms. Lightcap who work with our students and help them feel safe and heard.
That's really great. Thanks, Ms. Lojo. We are so glad to have you here. On the topic of mental health, we wanted to provide a number of help should you, a friend, or a family member ever need to use. You can text 741-741 any day, any time to chat with a crisis counselor. To learn more about SL24 and the good work Ms. Locke Jones does in her spare time, visit their website, which is unlockthelight.com. Please note there is an E at the end of Locke. Today, we have a new co-host, Peyton, here to tell us about herself.
Hello, I am Peyton. I'm a 6th grader and also a restorative practices ambassador. Thank you so much, Heaven, for having me on the podcast. Moving now into spring sports, the baseball team continues their undefeated season. There are 4 more regular season games, with the season wrapping up on June 6th. You can catch them every Tuesday and Thursday at Patterson Park.
Middle school soccer team is back on the field playing a few spring scrimmages, and finally today we are highlighting the newest spring sport in HHA, lacrosse.
And what a season our girls lacrosse team had. They played in the championship last month, and we have 2 girls from the team here with us, rising 8th graders Quinn and Tegan.
Could we have both of you tell us how long you've been playing lacrosse?
We've both been playing lacrosse since we were 4 years old.
How did you get started in lacrosse?
We got started in lacrosse by doing like little clinics that we would do, and then turned into games which for rec, and then we started doing club lacrosse.
That's awesome. You both play lacrosse outside of HHA. Can you tell us about that?
So we both play for Coppermine, and our team is number one in the country for our age group. We're heading to North Carolina to compete in the national championship. We have won several tournaments over the years, but our biggest accomplishment was winning the regionals last weekend.
If someone wanted to try lacrosse, what would they need to buy or do to get started?
Somebody who is starting lacrosse would need a mouth guard, goggles, and of course a stick. And they would have to work really hard because lacrosse is a very tough sport to learn, so they would need a lot.
What skills are necessary to be a good lacrosse player?
I would say the skills that are needed are really hard work, like being able to work hard without like getting tired or like saying, no, I don't want to do that today. Like being able to get out there and go and play. And you would also need a lot of practice. And it's also really important that you know your teammates' like playing style, because lacrosse is a team sport, and being able to work with your team is very important.
If you could look at the five promises, which one do you think you follow the most?
I think we follow the I will persevere promise, because when you're in a game and you're tired, you still have to keep pushing and keep persevering because it's very tiring sometimes, so you have to just keep going.
What is the most challenging promise to keep in lacrosse?
I would say honor and integrity, because when the refs like call a bad call or do something, you have to keep your cool and just kind of have a goldfish memory and just say like, oh, well, I'll just, that it's okay.
Finally,
it sounds like lacrosse keeps you plenty busy, but do you have any hobbies outside of lacrosse?
Yes, my main hobbies are shopping, going to Starbucks, babysitting, tutoring, and spending time with my friends.
My hobbies are playing other sports, babysitting, shopping, and hanging out with my friends.
That's awesome. Thank you for coming on the Buzz Podcast.
Speaking of hobbies, the circle question this week is, what is one of your hobbies outside of school? Mine is dancing, riding my bike around the neighborhood, or hanging out with friends any chance I get. Peyton, what is your favorite?
So I would definitely say dance and ballet. I train a lot for that, and it's definitely one of my favorite hobbies. At the box for answers,
The box for answers was posted outside of room 309. We have some answers to read. Miss O'Connor said baking and cooking.
Zoe B, Maria, and Camden play soccer.
Bria Shaw golfs.
Karma said she loves playing video games and watching anime, especially Demon Slayer.
Maeve likes to play guitar.
Grace H play sports and the violin.
Ashley C does photography.
Grace plays field hockey.
Erzan plays video games.
Julie Abbey crochets and does 3D diamond painting.
Cameron does dance.
Maria roller skates, bikes, and plays piano.
And finally, Joaquin boxes. That is an electric list of hobbies. Hopefully you heard someone who shares the same hobby as you, and you can chat more about it.
For the final podcast, we're talking summer. And the question is, what are you most looking forward to over summer break, which starts on Tuesday, June 13th at 12:35? Be sure to write your answer on a slip.
For the quarter four LGP trip, we are going somewhere new, Guppy Glutch. In order to go on June 5th, be sure you have 80%
on dojo, 2 hours of service learning, and a 3.0 on GPA, and fill out the form on class dojo.
That's a wrap for this edition of the Buzz Podcast. Tune in to our fifth and final podcast on the year on Friday, June 5th.
Correction, the final podcast is June 9th. It's Heaven
and Peyton
signing off.